Talk. News Talk 790 KFYO. Good morning. Right now it's 8:09. Tom and Laura on Tuesday, Texas Tech University Director of Chess, Al Lawrence, is on the line with us, also a chess master. Welcome to the program, Al. How are you today?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Pretty good. Pretty good. Hey, members of the Texas Tech chess team and the coach of the chess team are competing in the World Chess Olympiad in Tromsø, Norway. Now, we have like four of those team members that are representing the respective countries, plus the coach, yes?
That's right. Texas Tech has actually five representatives on the elite national teams at the Olympiad. Each country's team has either four or five players on it. To give you some idea, this happens every other year. It's the Chess Olympiad. There are 177 national teams in the open section and another 136 national teams in the women's section.
Wow. That's a lot of people.
It is. It's a lot of people in a little town in Norway. That's right.
Okay, now, Coach Alex Onischuk is representing United States of America. You have
Elshan Morabdiabadi, and he is representing Iran. He's the highest-rated player on their team. Then we have a new recruit. His name is Sam Shoker, but we're changing his name to Sam Shocker when he gets here because we think that's a better chess name. And he's representing the Egyptian team on board two. Then we have Luis Torres from Mexico. These are all full-time students at Tech. And we also have Carla Heredia from Ecuador, who's board one on the women's team for Ecuador.
Really?
Yeah. Impressive.
So board one means you're the best.
That's right. You're the highest-rated player, and you're in the first slot. The teams are four against four. And you win the match by getting 2.5 points. You know, you get a point for a win in a chess game, a half a point for a draw, and zero for a loss.
Okay, well, when you have such great and elite players on the Texas Tech University chess team, it also lends itself to bigger and better things, which is why you're in the great state of Florida.
Well, that's right. You know, I'm here in Florida really proud to represent Texas Tech University because the U.S. Chess Federation, which is the representative for all official chess in the U.S. and actually governs who goes to the Olympiad for the USA, has awarded Texas Tech two awards this year. It's a bit unique. We've gotten both Best College, and that was awarded only to one school in the whole U.S., and that's Texas Tech. And our coach received Grandmaster of the Year. Again, that's the Singleton Award. It's only one award. It isn't shared. Not a group gets it, but one Grandmaster every year. And he received Grandmaster of the Year. Of course, he's in Tromsø. So, you know, I had to do the honors and act like I actually deserved that one, too, and took that and accepted that one in his behalf, of course.
Nice. Hey, Al, this is a really big deal. Of course, when we had the the tournament here this past year, had a lot of interest, more interest stirred than I think a lot of people were very surprised at the turnout and the attention that it got. But you're a real modest guy, and I know you don't like to talk about yourself. But you're a big part of the reason why all of this stuff is happening at this level, and you're trying to move the Texas Tech chess program to the next level. Why don't you share your qualifications and a little bit of your vita with us, because it's pretty impressive.
Well, I was the executive director of the U.S. Chess Federation for some time. After that, I was executive director of the World Chess Hall of Fame. I've been, you know, a committee member and a worker for the U.S. Chess Federation for a long time. As a matter of fact, the convention has taken place down here in Florida. That's the context at the awards luncheon for presenting all these awards. You know, so we have a Congress, and I've been involved in that for a long time as well.
Wow. Hey, man, safe travels coming back. I appreciate you joining us this morning, but we look forward to maybe getting Alex and some of the team members on from...
Well, I want to tell you real quick. I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine.
I didn't know how much time we had. But, you know, the top board for the U.S. was delayed by bad weather. And so Alex actually had to play up a board. Alex, despite the fact that the top member of the U.S. team wasn't there for the first round, we still run both rounds, and that's largely because Alex has won three games in a row. So this is against the top players in the world. So
wow.
We're very proud of him. He's really doing a great job.
Fantastic.
Yeah, that's really impressive, man.
These kids are smart.
he's awful smart. You know, we also, I want to mention, we have a summer chess camp coming up on August 18th.
Oh, nice.
And that's a great opportunity. You know, that camp is led by Alex, who's been one of the top players. Get this now. He's been in the top 100. The International Chess Federation has a top 100 list. He's been in there for 17 years.
Wow.
And he's the guy heading the camp, and that's August 18th through 22nd. You know, you can get links to follow the Olympiad. You can find out about all the information about our program by just going to Facebook and checking out Texas Tech Chess. Check Texas Tech Chess on Facebook.
Okay.
And we really appreciate the time you've given us to talk about it.
Hey, can we get information on how to sign up for that camp on Facebook as well? Can we get information on the camp?
You absolutely can. I can also give a phone number to call. May I do that?
Yeah, yes. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's 806-742-7742. That's 742-7742. Or just go to Facebook, Texas Tech Chess.
How long is that camp, man? Is that
a week,
18th through the 22nd?
That's right. It's 5 days, and you can select to do full-time each day or half-time.
Wow, interesting. Hey, man, safe travels to you. Glad to have you back in the great state of Texas and the city of Lubbock, and hopefully we can talk with Alex and some of the other team members and you when we come back.